January 25th, 2025. Welcome to This Week in Waukesha's podcast series, podcast number two on this beautiful Saturday. I'm honored to have as my guest a good friend and the owner of Mia's restaurant in downtown Waukesha, Robert Bo Blask. Robert, how are you?
I'm doing great. It's all good.
I'm great, thanks. Yeah. So, hey, before we dive into it, wanted to let everybody know, I don't know if I mentioned this, at about 5:40 p.m. today, yeah, I did talk about this in the earlier podcast, about 5:40 p.m. today, about 45 minutes after our scheduled sunset, the seven planets will align, and we should be able to see this from where it is, where it's sitting or standing. It's one of the few times in human history that this happens, so it's a rare moment. So wanted to share that with everybody. And as always, we're acting locally, thinking globally as we talk about all things Waukesha. And what's near and dear to my heart as a small business owner is our small businesses, and as a former restaurant operator, restaurants and all forms of hospitality. Yeah, that. You know, and Bo, you could say that in the past, like 15 years before you opened a business here, there's been kind of a renaissance for downtown Waukesha, whereas for many years it had kind of a poor reputation and a lot of boarded up buildings. And in recent years, we've seen some really exciting restaurant and hospitality retail concepts filling those vacancies. We have this great Friday Night Live celebration. That's one of the jewels of downtown. That happens in the warmer weather. Winter Jamboree, where downtown is a showcase for many of the Winter Jamboree events. Is that what attracted you as a young entrepreneur to opening a restaurant in Waukesha?
You know, I'll have to say Waukesha is a really unique town that we have. Because you take a look at other towns in a similar fashion, we're probably one of the only ones that still has a town that doesn't have big box store franchises here. You know, you don't go down the street and find Chick-fil-A and McDonald's. What you find is everybody here is all family owned, even down to our local jewelry store, to the other restaurants that are here, to, you know, a sewing shop. You'll find it all in downtown Waukesha. It's really cool because when you start to meet all these owners, you realize that they're also your neighbors, which is great. And that was part of the reason why I liked it so much. And then I felt that welcoming feeling when I first moved in here about 3 years ago, as everybody kind of huddled around me to try to get this deal done, which was a challenge for me as in its time, you know. And you sure do bring up a really good point about that exponential growth that happened. Actually, I would say about 10 years ago. And that was kind of the height of when they were just starting to fresh out the Friday Night Live deal and also the Jamboree stuff, which was, I think, mm-hmm. a highlight of Waukesha, but also a really big turning point on what we were seeing in the downtown area, especially on the migration of not only crime that was migrating out of the city, but also cleaning up the homeless crisis that we had here as well. So we've seen a huge improvement. And then I would say we'd even seen a huge improvement within the last 2 years, because when I first started here, there was still a little bit of an issue. But today, it seems like it's really been made quite a turn. And so that's really what attracted me so much about that. Just really, it was community oriented, and it still remains that today.
Well said. That's good to hear. And, you know, even when you opened up Mia's, which I believe was like the late fall, early winter of 2022.
September.
You took over an existing concept and kind of made it your own for sure. Even then, there were challenges facing restaurateurs for labor shortages and some of the others. Why did you decide to do it? What made you crazy enough to do it?
Oh, goodness. Because I didn't ask anybody's advice, that's for sure. And I'm glad I didn't. Let me tell you, you know, you talk about the labor crisis, and we're coming right out of the COVID, right? And I think that was quite a paradigm shift as far as how the old-time owners at the end of the day, treated their employees, and then how new time employees treated management, and realized that a lot of that power kind of remained back into the employees' hand and empowered them to make better decisions for themselves and for their future, rather than relying on the big man per se to make those decisions for them, which weren't always in their best interest. And so that's kind of what you're seeing today. And because of that shift, you either have to get along with that shift and change with how employment is today, or move aside, because it's just not going to work out for you if you still think that the old ways are going to work. And so by enabling your employees to empower and to make their own decisions, you end up getting better results. You still get that loyalty that you remember back in the day. It's just a different type of loyalty, and it's a give and take, and that's just kind of how it is now. And that's kind of the biggest lesson that you learn first when you become, especially a young entrepreneur like myself, where I sometimes have employees that are twice my age, which is okay.
So you're a guy, Bo, so I can ask this. How old are you?
Oh, gosh. I am now 30. Can you believe that? The dirty 30.
The big 30. 3-0. Wow. You're a wee lad. I know you think you're old, but
I was 26 when I started to buy Mia's. And at the time, I was one of the youngest in the state to have my own restaurant, which was pretty cool. And then I got... I lost to the record was taken from me from somebody in Madison who now owns like a pizzeria. So
it's cool. He's probably a ne'er-do-well with daddy's money, right? No, yeah. I'm just kidding. But you did it in Waukesha. And that's great. And it, because you know, you're born and raised, or you were raised in Pewaukee for sure.
That's right.
Graduated from Pewaukee High School. And obviously you have some strong ties there. And then that's got a great, shall we say, dining seat, especially by the lake, you know. And why, how come you didn't choose Pewaukee, or why did you choose Waukesha over Pewaukee?
Well, Pewaukee is great, but then it kind of goes back to that thing. When you go down Capitol Drive, if you're familiar with Pewaukee, Capitol Drive is the hub of all of Pewaukee. And the problem with that is that you have big business that moved in rather quickly. There was huge exponential growth back in 2005, all the way to a little bit of that crisis that you saw in 2009. But then still, Fox business was moving in on Capitol Drive. And that's what you see a lot now, to the point where you don't really see the small businessman anymore, which is why I just don't think a concept like this would have thrived there anymore, which is what attracted me initially to downtown Waukesha. And, you know, I was looking at other places, too. I was looking in New Berlin. I was looking in West Dallas. This wasn't, you know, the only choice that I had on the block. But at the end of the day, this was not only the smartest choice, but it looked like the better out of all of what I was looking at.
Okay. Interesting. Hey, want to apologize to listeners and you, Bo, for my dog Popsicle here. He, I think someone was walking by. It's funny. I used to call him the radio dog, because when we did the radio shows at 7 to 9, he was like a church mouse. I was amazed, because there are still people walking around and animals running around enough to get him. Or even when the sun reflects through some of the windows in a certain way, he goes crazy. But I don't think he likes podcasts. I don't think he's a podcast dog. He's a radio dog. But anyway, thanks for your forbearance, everybody. So what ideas would you have? Because you're active you're a member of the Downtown Business Association. And what would you like to see for that, especially if you had the influence, and maybe you do, what new business concepts would you like to see come to downtown Waukesha that would really put us on a bigger map, or maybe events, even festivals of the like, or what ideas would you have for transcending this growth we've experienced in downtown?
Well, yeah, definitely. I think we have a little bit of a saturation in Waukesha as far as three main types of businesses. And unfortunately, they're going to be restaurants, antique shops, and framing and art galleries. Those are a huge population in Waukesha. So if we can find something that maybe isn't that, that would be really cool. Even some sort of family-owned little grocery store right in the heart of Waukesha, I think would be a huge help, not only to the community, but to me. And then I don't have to go outside of the city to find that. But those are things that I would love to see. I'd also like to see some more entertainment style businesses. A family owned theater would be great. Things that where people can go and have an experience, make it a destination, as I would say. Well,
we already have the Civic Theater, which has some really, really great lineup of
really great stuff. Yeah,
of theater and shows. And would you think maybe like a live music venue, like small?
We have a few of those, and I think they do a wonderful job. We actually have one right next door to us. Let It Be. They have an excellent.
That's true. That's a good point.
Theater concept there as well, where they do live music. I like those. Yes, I think those are also something that's a bit oversaturated as well. So you kind of have to get creative on what you do, whether it's, you know, matinee styles and stuff.
Yeah.
But I think I'm getting down the tangent hole there. Yeah. But I think also what we could be doing are, I've seen it in other municipalities where they do large concept car shows, which I think are great. And I know Waukesha has a really big cult following car club, the Vintage Car Club. Oh, yeah. I'd love to bring that down to downtown Waukesha. I know I have a vintage car that I'd like to show off, so if I might be able. And so I think things like that where they involve the community, where it's not necessarily a ploy to just get, you know, expenditures. It's just about bringing the community together to a place where they can recognize what downtown is.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. That's great. Yeah, you mentioned this because when I was on the council, I'd advocated about how we could attract a grocery store concept. And the city had made an effort. And one of the big challenges was a lot of these retailers want significant parking, which is understandable.
Yeah.
What I'm wondering is now is with the increase in residential we have in downtown, thanks to some good developments, if I don't know if you ever heard of a concept called Tesco, which had opened in California. I don't think it really expanded, but they're huge in Europe because, you know, people live in tighter spaces, more confined spaces. And so they're really, so the packaging of the products, all these things are done very smartly. So you can, and so these Tescos are about the size of a Walgreens, even smaller. Mm. You go in and you get all your shopping done. And so you're instead of the big gallons of milk that we have, they have the, and I just wonder if there's something out there like that could be of interest. But Morty, is there a way, and I know, like I said, it's hard to track this kind of data, but do you see in your business, do you see a certain amount of people that live in downtown that can walk to your restaurant, or it's a shorter drive? Are you seeing any trends that way? Or are you able to guesstimate? Yeah. Is that a fair amount of your business?
Yeah, surprisingly, it is. So I think the way that the analytics, because I do track those type of analytics on what type of avatar that we're bringing into our establishment and whether or not there's a trend going a certain direction. We are seeing an increase of physical foot traffic where people are just kind of walking by, stumbling in like, hey, we found this place. And part of that is because we have, just like you said, we have some new developments right down St. Paul, though. Quite a few of them down St. Paul, and then even down towards Sunset, where they're still able to walk to downtown Waukesha. We're seeing also an increase in employment that way as well, where people are looking for employment and they live just across the street type, you know. I have a lot of employees that just live right down here in downtown Waukesha.
How handy is that?
Oh, that's great, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, as a former restaurant manager that always got nervous, and again, this was back in the 90s, we had a rule in our employee handbook is that if you knew you were running late, even if you were going to be there just in the nick of time, we'd rather you pull over somewhere or get off at the next train station, get on the payphone and let us know you're coming. So we know that you're coming. Yep. We don't mind, don't make it a habit, but if you're 10 or 15 minutes late, but we know you're coming, we don't have to find a substitute for you. And, but of course the goal was, you know, get there 5-10 minutes early so you can take your jacket off, put your apron on, you know, do all the things so that when that, I guess that for morning it was 10 o'clock shift or 10:30 shift for the opening lunch or 4 o'clock for dinner, whatever that was, you were ready to go right at that time. But, that's nice. You could literally walk to their apartment and wake them, ring the doorbell.
Yeah, right. Knock on their door. Where are you at? Yeah. Actually, I don't have that problem here, but if I had,
yeah, that's great. Yeah, we've, like I said, because we dined there the other night, and always impressed with the staff that you have there.
Yeah, I have a great staff. Yeah, very trustworthy. Very great.
Yeah. How much Carroll business would you say that you get?
Not enough, surprisingly. Yeah. Not enough. It's always, you know, we give Carroll discounts. You know, you bring in your college ID, you get 10% off. We also have this carry out Tuesday that we do that you already get a certain percentage off.
Sure.
Kind of beat the DoorDash hustle. And then on top of that, if you bring your carry out ID, it's about, you bring your Carroll ID, it's about a total of 15% off, like an added 5% on top of the 10 that you would get on Tuesday. So they're a big deal. And that's kind of something new that we brought to Mia's. We saw that there was still a market on, you know, Tuesdays. We were usually closed Mondays and Tuesdays and said, you know what, we could do carry out only, which has been a great thing as well.
Yeah. That leads me to another great question. And Max, how are we doing on time there, friend? How about 5 minutes? The second downtown I've been actively involved in, and you know, one of the challenges when you're trying to support entrepreneurial small business family owned initiatives like Mia's is that people that were more in favor of like the big box or the mall type setting for now is that you can't depend on the small business to have those consistent hours, you know, being open 7 days a week. And of course that's a, you know, you're a one man show in a lot of ways. You necessarily may not have a budget for other managers or your waterways. The Downtown Business Association, can maybe come up with some solutions for coverage so that, you know, busy owners like yourself, and I know you have another full-time job, can still get those 1 to 2 days rest that everybody needs. But you have someone you can trust, that knows what they're doing, you know, might running the shop and continuing that experience, for visitors to Downtown Waukesha, you know, 7 days a week.
Definitely. Yeah. Actually, I do enjoy having, the occasional Mondays off, but for the most part, I'm here 7 days a week, every night, whether we're open or closed. Somehow I find myself in here, which is totally fine. But where it really gets challenging is like the end of night where, you know, a lot of Waukesha is starting to wind down, and then, you know, we're not that type of restaurant that stays open really late.
Yeah.
And so there are occasional times where I'm like, all right, let's get my, you know, let's get my staff wrapped up here and call it a night at, you know, 7:45 when we close at 8 o'clock. So sometimes that happens. My staff enjoy that. So,
yeah. And again, as a former operator, that's a good thing that you're making your money. You don't want to make your margin off of the late night business because of the risks involved.
Right.
And, yeah. You know, but again, it's you know, are there many bars that are open later at night in Downtown Waukesha besides Evolution that you know of, or is there a demand for that college business that, you know, what's the other one? Bosco's, I know.
Evolution, Bosco's, People's does Maddie's. Great. They also serve food up until 10 o'clock, I believe. Yep. So yeah. Sometimes you even catch me in there grabbing some of their food. They do a great job.
That's great.
So I'm always a fan of that. It's just you have to also know what your market is, who you're serving, and understand that a lot of them just aren't coming out past 8 or 9 o'clock. And so we wrap that up. Yeah.
Sure. Sure. So in the 3 minutes we have left, less than 3 minutes, what is it you want folks to know about me is like, what do you have new coming up? You want people to come in for? I do want to say my wife tried one of your drink menu. What was the name of that again? The South Side.
Oh,
huge
the South
fan.
Side.
Wants to come back for it.
Yeah.
What's in that?
So that is gin-based drink and mint. So you either have the choice of the Chicago South Side, which is lemon, or the New York, which is lime.
She chose the New York one at the lime. Huge
fan.
It was a
great 1920s concept, and we have a really vintage 1920s cocktail menu where we make everything right here in-house, including our simple syrup. So we take it real seriously. That won't go anywhere. We are going to be coming back for Friday Night Live. I know we have had a few people ask for that, so be in tune for that starting June 6th, possibly, I believe it is. Don't quote me on that. And so there's a lot of cool things happening. If you haven't been inside the restaurant recently, I have made some decoration updates, which are always cool. And, of course, I just got 14 new Italian movie posters, and everybody likes that. They change about every month or so, and so that gets kind of festive as well. And yes, I still have some of my Christmas decoration up, so we'll decide if that's coming down or not as well.
That sounds great. Any big plans for tonight, for guests coming to for Saturday or for the weekend?
Well, now that the planets are aligning, I might resurrect some old help from the world under here. This would be great. It does seem like it's going to be a very busy night. Downtown Waukesha now has the ice sculpture going on, and also we're getting a lot of foot traffic today.
Sounds true. What time do you open up today? 4 o'clock.
Four o'clock. Oh yes, four
sounds
o'clock.
Great. Well, terrific.
Yeah, come on by, say hi to me. I'll be dishwashing tonight.
I sure will. Bo Blask, owner of Mia's, thanks so much for spending your Saturday with us on this podcast. I want to thank everybody for listening in. I want to thank the mighty Max Martinson, who travels all the way to the WAUK studios in Radio Park on Victory Avenue, for another fantastic job. I want to remind everybody that safety is everyone's responsibility. Good mental health is everybody's right. Parental alienation is a crime. Enjoy the beautiful winter jamboree that we have. And we look forward to touching base with you next week. And you can catch these podcasts on civicmedia.us/shows/thisweekinwaukesha. And don't forget the hyphen between words. Thanks again for joining us. And see ya!
Thanks so much.
Thanks, Bo. We'll talk to you soon.